Ladies and gentlemen, from somewhere on the great Llano Estacado, it's the one who tells it like he sees it. The one who thinks it's rude not to talk about politics and religion. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, more on the movement to oust John Devine from the Texas Supreme Court. The latest big hit piece actually, inadvertently, shows us why they don't like him, why they want him out, and why red-blooded Americans, Christians, and average people should want John Devine on the Texas Supreme Court. Dallas feds out with their service sector report. Retail in Texas continues to be in the dumps. And the media's takeaways, as they call them, from the body cam footage released yesterday of the Lakewood church shooting in Houston misses the real lessons. We'll get to the story on John Devine later. We've got quite a bit in the stack. I'm very overloaded. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. Remember, defeatist cynicism is an arrogance that we too know an outcome. We do not. Our Creator expects us to fight for good until He ends the game, not us. Get out and vote. Early voting underway in the primaries, my friends. Now, oh boy, this blowing dirt and the high plains and everything is just, those of you who have terrible allergies like me that have to be medicated and everything, you know what it's like. It is not making the throat dry, trouble, suppressing me in a lot of ways. Makes you feel unwell, even just from the weather. But it soon shall pass, my friends. Four wildfires and all this wind and dryness and burning in the panhandle. Of course, I told you about the one yesterday, but the Forest Service has the Smoke Creek Fire in Hutchinson County. It's about 40,000 acres, and as of this morning, it was 0% contained. Windy Deuce Fire in Moore County, that 4,000 acres, 5% contained. Grapevine Creek Fire, Gray County, 30,000 acres, 15% contained. And Juliet Pass Fire in Armstrong County, 2,900 acres, 90% contained. Don't burn Texas down, my friends. Man, there was a guy in Waco who's alleged to have threatened a neighbor with a gun to the head about signing a vehicle title for a vehicle they had agreed to sell. Larry Joe Ty of Waco is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Story in KWTX, not exactly what you want to see, except I read the description and it says this guy said he wasn't going to sign the title, and the guy says, and he alleges the guy, Ty went back to his home, returned with the gun, and then claimed that Ty pointed the gun at the back of his head as he was riding away in a motor scooter. Now, they say there were other witnesses that saw this. I'm just trying to figure out, how does the guy know after the argument that the guy's pointing a firearm at his head when he's driving away? I don't know, maybe looking back. Sounds kind of terrible. This guy, if he really did all that, it's lucky somebody there didn't pull out a piece and kill him, because that wasn't justified use of a firearm. And talking about weapons, anything, a hammer-wielding woman was out in the middle of an intersection in the road in Waco. KWTX also reporting that police officers went about 8:45 a.m. a couple of days ago to investigate a disturbance with the lady with a claw hammer. They got there. She was wielding a claw hammer. There's a man walking across the intersection. Man walked out and left the road. She remained in the middle of the road, and police told her to drop it, and she's yelling expletives. And then at some point, the cop had to go out there in the middle and forcibly took the hammer away from her. And apparently she, this woman, punched him as well, so she's been arrested. Claw hammer. Naked man accused, excuse me, that's not Texan enough. Naked man accused of killing Army veteran in Texas random attack. This, it turns out they're saying that this shooting of Ornero Young, who's a military, active duty Army, or I believe active duty Army, maybe just Army veteran, in Austin on February 1st. Turns out some guy totally, it was a random attack. This guy was naked and crazy, opened his door in a motel, saw this guy crawling up the stairs and just shot him. They say that he saw Young on the stairs and shot and killed him. Police told officers he'd never seen Young with a gun, did not know who he was. Young's friend, Stephanie Carrillo, said he was at the motel helping a friend move, and they've got this guy in custody, according to Fox News. Rahsaan Dobbins, 41, charged with first-degree murder. You never know when and where weird things can happen. A TDCJ inmate, Texas prison inmate, back in custody after escaping. This Dateline Rahsaan, covered by KBTX. Brazoria County Prison. Calvin Lee Patterson, 23, was found just 2 miles from the Stringfellow unit in Rahsaan after the prison dogs tracked him. He escaped around 4 a.m. They got him back. The Texas Tech Systems received a gift of 6,000 acres of land, and it is really neat land. I'm quite familiar with this group. It's from the Three Rivers Foundation for Arts and Sciences. It includes Comanche Springs Astronomy Campus. We've talked about that on the show before. It's 10 miles west of Crowell out in the what's called the Big Empty. You got a lot of dark skies there between Lubbock and Wichita Falls. The whole region is mostly cattle ranching. And it's a big gift made by Fred Cobb, MD, the founding member of the Three Rivers Foundation, which is named after the Peace, Red, and Wichita Rivers. It's got a lot of short grass prairie in it. He's a native of Quanta and a 1975 graduate of Texas Tech Health Sciences Center. Giving that to Texas Tech, big gift, a really nice property too. All right, the El Paso City Council has voted to reprimand. He's the only one voted against it. Everybody else voted for it. Well, except one who chickened out and did abstain from the vote. A city rep or city council person, Henry Rivera. And I just, KTSM telling the whole story. His wife, by the way, is the former El Paso County Democratic Party chairwoman, Dora Ojaca, different last name. The city rep has been reprimanded, so I guess there was evidence that he allowed a non-city employee to supervise a city worker full-time and gave her access to city resources, whatever those were, they didn't specify. And, of course, the woman he gave it to was the former Democratic Party chairwoman. What gets me is that they reprimanded him. Because I lived out there, and I've done political work up and down the border, and there's a cultural thing that it's awful, but I'm surprised they were upset by it. Because this is what people think. Oh, you get elected to office and you're some kind of little king and you can just do whatever you want to. Remember, El Paso's had a bunch of these people that were using the fuel cards and everything for city reps, which I think they've taken away to fill up their cars and their friends' cars. That's just the attitude. Hey, you're in office now. You do whatever you want to do. I'm surprised they objected. Especially since she was the former El Paso. Apparently, just had her using a city employee for her business, former Democratic chairwoman there. Austin ISD teaching assistant was arrested in Comal County earlier this month and charged with DWI with a child under 15 years old in the car, which is a felony. Turns out it's this Ralph Patrick Hutchins, 37, and I mean his picture looks like every stereotype of a pot-headed bum. He was Summit Elementary physical education teacher's assistant there. What I found interesting that KXAN didn't focus on was this part. Officers located stopped the vehicle, which had three children inside. They were all girls, aged 9, 11, and 11, according to police. Says they were given over to their parents after this, and he was visibly impaired driving and failed the DWI test. Seems to me the real story, the real question, is why was he running around with these girls?
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
Do you have a commercial property for sale or lease? Tired of a for sale sign gathering dirt, storm, dust in front of your place with no activity and no prospects? Office, retail, restaurant, or industrial? Call me, Carl Tepper, a commercial agent with Exit Realty of Lubbock. I'm low on inventory because I've sold and leased everything. I'll get your property sold too. Call me, Carl Tepper, at 806-470-2354 for an no obligation appointment. That's 806-470-2354. 470-2354.
We've been to our official dentist in Costa Rica several times over the years, and it all started with my dental emergency. My lowest quote in Lubbock just for the emergency work was a huge amount. My neighbor had been using Dr. Zuniga for years and put me in touch. Soon we were in beautiful Costa Rica, and the entire trip, lodging, flights, great dining, everything for two, cost us less than the lowest dental quote at home and included both of us having all of the dental work we needed, including replacing all our old metal fillings. Click the dental care banner at proudontexas.com to get started.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT. Or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
It's Texas that matters most on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt.
Luckenbach, Texas. My friends, that's a big part of today in Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company. With over 220 years of combined experience, they're reliable and responsive with fast turnaround from Hub City Title's in-house title examiners, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them, hubcitytitle.com. Well, don't forget the Siege of the Alamo was ongoing on the 27th of February, 1836. And then also in 1850, on the 27th of February, Carlos Esparza and some followers tried to separate from Texas and establish the territory of the Rio Grande, hoping they could reunite with Mexico. That was dropped. That was in 1850. And well, long after statehood, as a matter of fact. And then in 1917, future Governor John Connally was born on a farm near Floresville. Of course, you remember he became a Republican in the middle of his career and famously or infamously was wounded sitting in the car, you know, with President Kennedy in Dallas in November 22nd, 1963. Now, what about Luckenbach? Gillespie County Matriarch Luckenbach dies 117 years ago, February 27th, 1907. Was this day. Justina Luckenbach died 4 years to the day before the death of her husband, Jacob. Both Luckenbachs were born in Germany, came to Texas in late 1845. In January of 46, they were among the first settlers in Fredericksburg. Their family became American citizens in 1852 and thereafter sold their Fredericksburg properties and moved 12 miles southeast. When she was appointed postmistress at the site, Sophie Engel named the post office Luckenbach in honor of her fiancé, Jacob and Justina's son, Albert. Jacob and Justina Luckenbach raised 3 boys and 9 girls in all. In 1883, they sold their property in Luckenbach and retired to Burney. The population of Luckenbach peaked at 492 in 1904, but declined dramatically in the following decades. Hondo Crouch, John Russell Crouch from Comfort, bought the town. It wasn't actually an incorporated town. In 1971, styled himself the mayor and clown prince of Luckenbach. He declared Luckenbach a free state of mind. Of course, it's been popularized in cultures, the place where everybody's somebody in Luckenbach, Texas, and achieved mythic proportions in the a year after Crouch's death with Waylon. Our West Texas Lubbock area, Littlefield native star, Waylon Jennings song, Luckenbach, Texas, Back to the Basics of Love, big hit, many others about Luckenbach we play here on the show. That's today in Texas history, my friends, on Pratt on Texas, sponsored by Hub City Title. The Dallas Fed, of course, yesterday had the manufacturing report out. We went over today. It's the service sector activity. Service sector activity expanded in February after having contracted in January. Labor market measures suggest continued employment growth, but no growth in work weeks. Respondents in February continued to perceive worsening broader business conditions. Input and selling price pressure remained largely unchanged while wage growth eased slightly in February. And retail sales fall, but at a slower rate than the previous month. Well, they're falling. That's all you need to know. They keep falling. Retail sales declined in February, but at a considerably slower pace than last month. Oh, like that's something to look good. That says good. That's not. It's terrible. It's still just all bad. Retail labor market indicators reflected employment growth, but shorter work weeks. Retailers continued to perceive a worsening broader business condition. In February, input price and selling price pressures eased while wage pressure increased slightly in February. So it just continues to be this rather negative and not so great sort of roller coaster out there where you have these peaks, but just the way roller coasters work with physics, you're always moving lower and lower the path, and that's not good. Now, yesterday, late afternoon, about showtime, the Fort Worth police, or whomever, Houston Police Department, what was that, Fort Worth, the Houston Police Department released a compilation of security camera video and body-worn cameras from various members of law enforcement from the shooting at Lakewood Church where the woman went in on the Sunday with the rifles and her little child that people said she never even referred to as her child and just called him the boy. This woman, totally a messed up, hate-filled, angry human being. She, Moreno was her last name. They keep calling her Genesi. In Spanish, it's Genesi. Moreno, it's the G is an H sound. But anyway, whatever she goes by. She tried to enter the church sanctuary. The media's five takeaways in the Houston Chronicle. She tried to enter the Lakewood Church sanctuary, but stopped by a locked door. Cause of her child's wounds are still not clear. She made a bomb threat. And police revealed who fired the fatal shots. I don't know what his fifth one was, because I went through this over and over, and he didn't bullet list it. So something hidden in there was the other fifth takeaway, I guess. Those aren't the takeaways. I watched this thing very carefully yesterday evening, and there are tremendously important lessons. It's worth watching. For the concept of understanding that how these things work. It's not like television. It's not like movies. And I'll tell you, the biggest takeaway from this situation, if you watch it and watch it carefully, was that this popular gun control myth, this gun safety myth that we need size limits on magazines. You know, who needs more than a few bullets? It's just the craziest thing in the world. This woman's not down. The one police officer who actually moved into the danger space and confronted this woman had to swap magazines again. They still weren't sure she was dead. It's hard to hit somebody. Real life incidents are not scripted, choreographed events, and yet so much of the gun control movement proceeds on that idea that, you know, well, you shoot them, they fall backwards, which, of course, is a crazy concept of physics, and die right there. It just doesn't work that way. Often people are even hit multiple times, and they have adrenaline in their body, and they're armed, and they keep presenting a threat and shooting and killing people. This idea that you need to limit magazine capacity is insane, and watching that alone demonstrates why that's insane. Another takeaway from my takeaways, real life lessons, it is actually difficult to know where a shooter's located, especially indoors, when the shot sounds echo off so many different surfaces and can fool your hearing to think it's in an opposite direction. It was very unclear to people there exactly where this person was. There were a couple or three who may have known others come. They don't really know exactly where they are relative to the shooter and exactly where the shooter is because they don't see her. And that a lot has to do, she brought a rifle. A rifle versus handguns makes a big difference on distance of engagement and where to take cover, and drywall isn't protection, even from a lot of handguns. But when you get at a distance, it's not protection. You need to be behind something. You know, there's people stuck their heads out where this woman had a... Just get out. Get away. Panic and chaos, to one degree or another, will almost always complicate the response to such an event, even by trained responders. This shooting happened with very few people in the immediate area, and yet confusion was a complicating factor. Had this been when the lobbies were full, it could have been horrifically worse. Rules, sayings, laws will not change basic instinct behavior of many people. Also, two female police who were taking cover together at some point gave an interesting example of this. One certainly was doing right instead of cursing like the one you see earlier. She was invoking the name of God, calling on Father God for protection and help. That's the right thing to do, Scripture teaches us. But either she, and I couldn't tell, or the other one with her, one of them wasn't moving. Like we saw in Uvalde, and the other kept prodding that they need to advance, but they never did for a long time. It seems natural fear was at play, almost being frozen in position, which happens to soldiers in battle and everybody. It's just scary. The TABC officer was well handled the event and engagement. The bomb threat seemed to have caused a long pause in getting EMS in to take care of the child, and it's understandable, but it was, you see the confusion. It's not like TV. Watch it. Learn. The video, the situation at Lakewood Church demonstrates why you need to be armed at all places and times and why you need to be thinking about your surroundings when anything feels uncomfortable. When the little hairs in the back of your neck stand up, take cover, move, get ready, and start evaluating. It is a very interesting video.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
Thousands choose Costa Rica for their dental care needs annually. It's a short flight from Texas. Even Southwest serves the country, and you'll get the exact same equipment and materials you get at home, but at a fraction of the price. When there, you're never far from a day at the beach, a dip in natural hot springs, or a walk through a rainforest. The food, lodging, and shopping is world-class. Texas Tech has a campus near our official dentist. Learn how you can have the highest level of dental care from our exclusive dentist at massive savings compared to the U.S. by clicking the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
The Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas brings you news and commentary of the Lone Star State without all the wasted time and staff chit-chat. Now, here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to miss 33 AD, the new original drama by Chip Polk, celebrated playwright and acted lead actor, his brother, professional actor Glenn Polk. The Ragtown Gospel Theater's 18th season is here, the 2024 season. Glenn and Chip Polk present an original drama, 33 AD, about four of the most enigmatic personalities in the Bible. Their stories interwoven, and each had a hand in changing the world forever. That's right, Pontius Pilate, Barabbas, the centurion, and Joseph of Arimathea. Now look, you have gospel music for the first half, an intermission, then the play. It's all about 2.5 hours at the beautiful, purpose-built Ragtown Gospel Theater and Post, which is similar to the theaters you'll find in Branson. Ragtown.com is where you get details and reservations. They have group discounts. Tickets are very inexpensive, only $22 each. Children and youth up are $10. Veterans and active duty military are free. You can do all this at Ragtown.com. You can see pictures of the theater. It is very large, it is very comfortable, and all shows are 3 o'clock on Saturdays. This 133 AD opens this Saturday, Texas Independence Day, March 2nd. And I know I'll be there. I've got some other listeners that have emailed me saying they're coming. And it runs through the eve of San Jacinto Day, April 20th. So you need to get in there. You just get one show per week. There is 18 seasons. This is the 18th season, so 17 seasons of loyal people who show up and buy tickets. Get the best seats. Get involved now at ragtown.com. You'll enjoy it. It is an unforgettable experience there and very nice. If you didn't hear the podcast extra I did and posted at the end of last week, just go to prattontexas.com, click on podcasts, and then scroll down for the title there for the story about the Ragtown Gospel Theater. It is fascinating how this all came to be. Hope to see you there. It's a great way to celebrate Texas Independence Day. Now, yesterday, I talked about some listener questions about all this stuff that's out from mostly the Hearst newspapers and a few others in the Texas Tribune that have been out writing story after story trying to tell you that you need to get rid of Justice John Devine on the Texas Supreme Court, You need to get rid of him. He's terrible. And they have no evidence of anything except guilt by association. There's a new one out from the Gannett paper today all over about, well, he's absent. Of course, you actually have to read that carefully and you realize he's been absent from oral arguments during campaign time because he's the only one with an opponent. That's normal. Maybe it's more than another. It doesn't matter if you know how the court works. If you're not wanting to ask the questions, they do all this in writing. The oral arguments just give the justices a chance to ask questions. Everything is briefed and written, and then you can watch these, and it's not a big deal. The question people should be doing, instead of being shallow and sending me things, well, they say this, they say, who's they? Are you not? These are the enemies of everything to do with conservatives, Christians, red-blooded Americans, traditional people. It is an all points press on this man to try to get him out of office. Why? Well, Robert Downing has a big piece today in the Texas Tribune that will be run by a lot of other media outlets in the state. Here's the headline. In leaked audio, Supreme Court Justice John Devine railed against, quote, brainwashed, end quote, GOP colleagues. He ain't talking about us regular people. He's talking about the insider people, the establishment people. And this story from the perspective of an Austin insider leftist, which is all the Tribune has, they think it makes it look bad. You don't have to take a thing out. It's long. It's 6 or 7 pages long. It's one of these New York Times feature piece type stories, and they often try to get them picked up in the Times. This story is nothing but a recitation of why you ought to support John Devine. And it tells you clearly, prima facie, on the face of it, it shows why the establishment people and the insiders and the leftist newspapers want John Devine off the Texas Supreme Court. Let's just start with part of it. Speaking to a group of East Texas voters in September, Supreme Court Justice John Devine cast himself as the antidote to his brainwashed colleagues on the all-Republican bench. Their, quote, big law backgrounds, and he's right, the big prestigious law firms where all these quasi-political and other people go and get a big job, and then they go somewhere else, and they go, yeah, it's interesting. But he said their big law backgrounds had taught them to worry more about legal procedures, such as standing, timeliness, or whatever else, than their duty to uphold the Constitution. Now, I've personally witnessed this, and this is a problem in American courts, where we get so bogged down in the procedures and the technical difficulties. And by the way, it's one of the reasons you as an individual it's almost impossible to in any effective way represent yourself before a judge. He said, at times I feel like they, talking about others on the court, would sacrifice the republic for the sake of the process. My concern is that they all bow down to the altar of process rather than to fidelity to the Constitution. And when I say that, it's not meant to be malice towards my colleagues. I think it's how they were trained, how they were brainwashed. I'm in full agreement with Devine on this. Particularly egregious, he said, was their ruling against Jeff Younger, a former Texas House candidate who had for years waged the public war against his ex-wife over their child. Remember, he's the one that the ex-wife wanted to turn the little boy into a girl. In 2022, Younger asked the court to stop his ex from moving their child to California, which had recently passed a refuge law shielding parents fleeing from states that restrict the sex change brutalization from prosecution. The court declined to hear Younger's lawsuit, which two justices argued was riddled with errors and based on a tenuous speculation, end quote, that the ex-wife would violate a standing court order that already prevented her from pursuing the sex change therapies for the child, which, of course, she said she's going to do this stuff, but they wouldn't hear the case. Devine was still angry at his colleagues when he spoke at the September event. This is how the Tribune puts it. I'm not going to stand here sanctimoniously and say, well, he didn't cross a T or dot an I, he said of Younger. We're talking about great constitutional issues here that will determine whether we survive as a representative republic or not. Are we going to just have it stolen from us over process for crying out loud? Then they go, and this is a long piece. I've just highlighted little parts of it to share with you. How about this? For 30 years, Devine has been a stalwart of the religious right. He claimed on the campaign trail that he was arrested 37 times at anti-abortion protests in the 80s and 90s and says church-state separation's a myth. Oh, he's right on that. That's not in the Constitution. There's only a prohibition against the federal government from establishing an official church, and an established church has a very specific meaning. There is no such myth. That's brainwashing we've all received. He's very principled and passionate about his role and about standing firm and exercising that role, even if someone has a different opinion and they're trying to put some political pressure on him, said our friend Jonathan Sines over at Texas Values. To me, it's a reflection of what the people of Texas want and expect. Exactly, Jonathan. Says later, judges usually didn't speak that way, said Sanford Levinson, a longtime legal scholar at UT. I don't think that trash talk is particularly healthy phenomenon. Right, you know, you're all in this. You're all the elites together. You don't criticize each other. The story goes on, that's not an apparent concern for Devine, who in his September remarks also took aim at a number of Texas officials over a variety of legal or political disputes. Texas All-GOP Criminal Court of Appeals, which ruled that Attorney General Paxton could not unilaterally prosecute local voting crimes, is controlled by rhinos and trans Republicans, Devine said. That's a good use of the trans word. He also railed against Democratic leaders in Harris County, accusing them of Democrat dirty tricks trying to bastardize our election code to steal elections. Well, yeah, that's not made up. I mean, they created on their own outside of the law 24-hour early voting, drive-through early voting, and tried to do the full ballot by mail for everybody. Oh, the piece goes on, and I'm going to share some more of it with you when we return.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
Save money, time, and avoid days, even weeks of stress. Don't trash a perfectly good laptop because a keyboard screen or other part like an internal battery has a problem. Jeff Barker Computer Service can fix it. No minimum charge, free estimates. Keep your computer running without the extreme hassle, risk, and expense of changing machines. Ask Jeff Barker Computer Service what it'll take to repair, restore, or upgrade your existing computer. Visit JBCS.com. JBCS.com for Jeff Barker Computer Service.
You gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Keep your family safe and clean. And remember, with Gafford, there are no contracts locking you in. It's Gafford's service that will keep you coming back. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292, or visit them online at GaffordPest.com.
Gafford Pest Control.
It's the full experience you'll savor from Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse. Not only is Las Brisas a rare Best of Award of Excellence Wine Spectator winner, you'll find a large special collection of cognac, scotch, bourbon, and other whiskeys with many items in the very rare category. And important to me, in the dining room, you're served by professionals, many of whom have been part of the Las Brisas experience for more than a decade. A beautiful lounge, rare wine and spirits, quality food. Las Brisas is my official place to dine.
Now, here's a man who thinks you take the good with the bad from an elected official. But when the bad threatens liberty, you throw the bum out. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. This piece in the Texas Tribune, which is supposed to be another of the giant hit pieces, and I mean it's long, 6-7 pages, against John Devine, is actually nothing, from our point of view, as conservatives and regular Americans. It's nothing but an endorsement of him. They write, earlier this month, the Tribune reported Devine did not recuse himself in a high-profile sex abuse lawsuit with Southern Baptist leader Paul Pressler and his former law partner Jared Woodfill. Devine's defended his decision not to recuse in the lawsuit, previously telling the Tribune he had no financial other ties to the lawsuit or Woodfill and Pressler's firm, which he doesn't. Anyway, this stuff just goes on and talks about his whole political career, how he got involved. This man is nothing but a regular Christian conservative American who's tired of everything being flushed down the toilet by people who claim to be that, then get elected and join the establishment. And they go through all of his stuff, how he became a state judge, how he won. This man is a true believer in our country and our Constitution, and he takes his Christianity seriously. He doesn't check it at the door. Later in the story, it says, soon after taking the bench in Harris County, Devine adorned his courtroom with a copy of the Ten Commandments and spearheaded the refurbishment of a monument outside the county courthouse that featured a Bible. Both moves drew lawsuits and controversy. See, it's very clear why there's this full court press against getting John Devine off the bench. He said in 2004, we're at war now over the semantic elimination of Christian tradition from civil government. This is more than just one. This is just one more battle. If they take the Bible, the battle will continue for the heart and soul of America. I'm in complete agreement with John Devine, but I understand why they can't. They don't want him, and the press wants him out, and so do the fake Republicans or the trans Republicans that are involved in the top echelons of the Texas judicial process. Jonathan Sines quoted again late in the story saying that he was involved in one of these disputes and said that he said, catalyzed Devine's reputation in conservative Christian circles as a defender of religious liberty who is not going to be pushed around, bullied, or bought. Right, and that was the lawsuits over supporting homosexual so-called marriage and this in Houston. Was it Houston or Harris County? City of Houston extending benefits to homosexual partners of people. And there was, you know, that was a huge issue, big lawsuits. In Devine, Sines sees the reflection of a movement that's grown from the at times disjointed energy of the Tea Party era into something much stronger and better organized. Those voters, he said, have been increasingly attuned to the state's judiciary, and in Texas, where judges are elected in typically low turnout primaries, they have wielded their voting power to push courts toward their conservative legal and political views. Right, that's why I vote for the ones I vote for. Voters expect judges to follow the Constitution at the state and federal level and not see it as this living, breathing document they can change depending on what the facts are of some of the cases that might not fit their own political ideas or agenda, Sines said. Judges like Justice Devine understand that this is what the voters expect and this is what his role is, and he's very committed to it. Story goes on and on. It's a very long story. All you got to do is go to the Texas Tribune and look at it by Robert Downing in leaked audio. Devine railed against brainwashed colleagues. The story here is trying to be another hit piece. I mean, it's long. I just read you some highlights. Read the whole thing. There's nothing I need to shield you from to present my to support my point of view. I think this story is a let the cat out of the bag as to why they're trying to squelch John Devine and why you see it starting in the very leftist Hearst papers with the three biggest liberal papers in the state endorsing his opponent. They endorse all leftists. That's what they do. And then it goes over to Gannett and all those papers, like the Abilene Lubbock paper, Wichita Falls paper, Amarillo paper. You know, they're all over the USA Today networks, Austin American Statesman, you name it. And it's an all-out press to destroy John Devine. Read this. The Tribune's one of the people attacking him. They think this is a hit piece. I read it, and I said, my gosh, this is a campaign piece for Devine. But they don't know it because they live in such a different world from the rest of us. So I encourage those of you who are still dancing on, you know, running around like you're dancing across hot coals, all worried about this because they say this and they say that. You got to look at who's saying it and what their motivations are. Switching gears, Attorney General Paxson's filed a lawsuit against ILO Global Entertainment, which is a huge global pornography company, claiming that through their Pornhub, the big pornography site, HB 1181, that they're not following the Texas laws to have reasonable age verification measures. In fact, they are presenting obscene, you know, pornography right there when you land at the site. There's nothing preventing even minors or anyone from seeing it. And the Fifth Circuit said we can continue to enforce this law while it's on appeal from these porno people and everybody who sued, along with their Democrat friends. So there are big fines for this, and he's going after Pornhub, and that is a very good thing. The FAA has announced its rubber stamp SpaceX's investigation of the November Starship Super Heavy test launch. Bob Zimmerman behind the black today saying the FAA yesterday announced it completed the review. It didn't do its own. It doesn't have any expertise. That's why this launch license stuff is bull. SpaceX is the expert. They're building it. It's all experimental. You're doing new things. And they've completed the review of SpaceX's investigation and says they can go forward. And all this, the question is, will they issue the launch license right away? Starship vented extra oxygen it carried to better simulate a payload, and that caused a combustion event, meaning the fire, and then that cut off communications. They figured out what went wrong there, and the system commanded the shutdown of all six engines. And this is what they're doing. That's the whole point of the test launches. We're trying to learn how to get this behemoth to work. with reusability, like their Falcon 9 rocket. And it's Bob says, despite SpaceX's report, which states the company has implemented hardware changes to prevent a reoccurrence, the FAA still not issued a launch license, but they think it'll be forthcoming. He also writes, it is also possible the FAA will continue to slow walk its approvals and SpaceX might be left hanging for more than 2 weeks. Had the government not been involved, all signs suggest SpaceX would have done its third test flight in January and would have now been gearing up for its fourth flight. By the way, a U.S. court is trying to bring SpaceX, the Fifth Circuit, trying to bring SpaceX lawsuit and others against the U.S. Labor Board back to a Texas court. Reuters has a big piece on that. That is important. The Labor Board is unconstitutional. What it's trying to do, and a U.S. judge, district judge, a Democrat appointee in Brownsville, just let it go to California. Kick it to California, where, you know, where it's going to get not as fair a hearing and good a hearing as it would in our courts and then in the Fifth Circuit. So that's out there if you're keeping up with those things. There's a good update on the Taylor County Republican Party by Dr. Rich Sanders, PhD, Precinct Chairman 305. What's up with the Taylor County Republican Party and tells how everything's moving forward after Carnahan quit. Mentions they elected Ryan Goodwin to serve out the term as chairman. They detail what was going on that caused a rift with Carnahan. Their stuff seems very straightforward to me. And they talk all about the upcoming precinct conventions and county conventions. Precinct conventions will not be on election night. They will be on Thursday, March 14th at 201 Mesquite, 6 to 9 p.m., all in one place on March 14th. And they'll have, they don't meet in county convention. They meet in, a Senate district convention. Well, no, they're all in one Senate district now, I think. They're still calling it district convention, Saturday, March 23rd. Anyway, they've got all that for you there at the Republican Party in Taylor County. Things seem to be moving on after the big kerfuffle. Do you subscribe and pay money to Hulu? I don't. There's a good piece by Kim Roberts at the Texan today. Hulu rejects Fort Worth Church advertisement demand letter sent for explanation. They won't explain, and it's just about typical for this country these days. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tuned to 96.1 FM Q Country.